Welcome back to the latest DBM Academy podcast, where we break down the big ideas in the world of digital assets and sound money. I'm your host, John.
And I'm Sarah. Well, John, today we're diving into a really interesting topic that tackles two centralization risks that may face Bitcoin. It's a bit technical, but we'll break it down for you.
Absolutely. So let's start by highlighting a sea change in the Bitcoin community as it gets larger and we approach mass adoption. What are the two big challenges we may need to navigate, Sarah?
Well, the first is what we call mining pool centralization. Essentially, a small number of groups potentially have a lot of power over which transactions get included in the blockchain. The second issue is that almost everyone uses the same Bitcoin software, Bitcoin Core. This could encourage a single point of failure and a lot of influence for the developers of that one software.
Got it. And hence, there are some recent concerns about the Bitcoin Core developers allowing more spam transactions. So, what are some of the solutions being proposed to mitigate these concerns?
It seems the community is focused on two key developments. First, there's a push for people to adopt an alternative software called Bitcoin Knots. It's seen as a way to send a message to the core developers when the community disagrees with any particular direction as time passes.
And it seems to be working, right? We see that Bitcoin Knots adoption is up to around 13-14% of total nodes already. A strong sign of balance, even as Bitcoin is adopted by the institutions and governments of the world.
Exactly, John. And just as impressive is the second solution via the growth of decentralized mining services such as Ocean Mining. They have a free open source product that lets individuals set up as miners and create their own block templates, which is a huge step for ensuring ongoing decentralization as the technology matures. It means miners can't be as easily censored by the big mining pool.
That's a crucial point, especially with the ever-present threat of government interference. These efforts by individuals all over the world make it much harder for anyone to change Bitcoin's fundamental rules, like the 21 million coin supply cap, a self-policing ecosystem destined to ensure ongoing decentralization the people own.
That's right, John, as topic we know is important to the DBM community. It's all about making Bitcoin more resilient and accessible to all. It's worth noting we do see a bit of a time crunch on this evolution. Users of older Bitcoin Core versions have a 3 to 9 month window to switch before they might run into security issues, a point that will ensure this positive shift in any case.
So, a call to action for listeners who might be running those older versions. Overall, it sounds like a positive and proactive shift in the Bitcoin community.
Definitely. It's a move towards greater decentralization and ensuring the long-term health and security of the network. A resilience we have seen from Bitcoin time and time again over the past 14 years. A part of the reason it is so valuable as an asset class.
Fantastic. Great summary, Sarah. So, where can our listeners learn more about Bitcoin mining to help speed up their balance sheet growth?
The DBM Academy is a great resource, John, especially those who are Systems Plus subscribers using the DBM Hub and associated forum. The DBM team are always adding best practice tips, insights, and strategy in the Hub to help members optimize their digital businesses. See the notes section of this podcast for access.
Great value for sure. See you in the DBM Hub, Sarah. Well, that's all the time we have for this episode of the DBM Podcast, folks. Join us next time as we explore another fascinating topic in the world of digital assets.